Hello, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Saga Jakubchek, and you are listening to the DME Interns Podcast.
I'm your host, Saga Jakubchek, today joined by Jatira Ferguson. Did I pronounce that correctly? Jatira, can I ask, did I pronounce that correctly, or is it Jatira?
It's Jatira. You have it correct. Jatira.
Perfect. All right, she is a volunteer here with us at the DME. In today's podcast, we aim to highlight her unique experience working with us. Jatira, it's great to have you on.
Nice being here.
Of course. Now, I believe the first time we actually interacted, it was ages ago, and it was a very glib interaction via Slack. I think you asked me if one of my interns was still active in the department. I said, yep. And you're like, nope, it's great. So just checking in, how have you been doing since then?
I've been doing great.
Any new developments with the internship, promotions, things like that, right before we get started?
So I went in the HR department and now I'm on the volunteer side of things. So just kind of in that department right now.
I see. Do you want to go into some of your responsibilities with the HR department? Like, what does a day in the life look like for you?
So when I was in the HR department, it would be, I created the grievance team. So basically the grievance team is where, as we know, if you have a complaint or if you want to file something, you can, with confidentiality, and it would get handled. Also, I was a part of onboarding, offboarding, making sure that people had what they needed to be successful, not only within the intern department, but all departments. Because as you know, human resources handle a multitude of things.
That's true. You're kind of the first line of defense if someone has a problem. Would you say that's correct? If it's something not necessarily relating to like tech or something like that, if they have like a real sort of social issue, they go to you guys?
Correct.
Now, via your little message to me on Slack, you mentioned that your LinkedIn currently has 74 certifications and licenses. That is incredible. How long did it take you to get those?
So I had my baby boy 2021. So I started, I think I had maybe two or three before him. And then going through, you know, the process of having a child, I just started going and didn't stop, which is part of the reason why I ended up going to college. It's because I was like, if I'm spending all this money on certification, I might as well spend money to go to school.
Good point. What were some of the certifications that you've listed, just as examples?
So it ranges anywhere from coding to leadership to self-improvement to hospitality to sympathy. Just different things. I never stay in one department because I love to learn.
That's incredible. So it sounds like, from what I'm hearing, you could have taken an internship basically in any discipline you wanted. What made you choose the DME?
Honestly, so it was between this internship and then I had one doing federal work for the United States Postal Service. But I just chose this one. I don't know why. I had a gut instinct to just go with this one. So I went with it. At first, I counted myself out and was like, no, you know, they're too good for me. But then I went back later and applied for it. So I guess the life lesson here is never count yourself short and believe in yourself because anything is possible.
Very true. Now, you work with human resources. Would you describe yourself as more of an extrovert or an introvert? Because what you just said sounded more introverted to me.
Yes, I'm very introverted. I'm trying to break that because I have the skills to be a leader. It's just believing in myself and knowing that I have the potential and the force to be a great leader. Yes.
So what specifically did it take for you to kind of come out of your shell and, you know, come into this atmosphere of working at an internship? Was there a specific landmark that you can think of where you like had an epiphany and everything changed? Or is it just you kept working and suddenly it came to you?
So I've I've always known that I was supposed to do human service here on Earth. I'm supposed to serve people and be here for people. So human resources, another thing is me getting let go from my job. So I was like, you know, why not get into human resources, see what it has to offer? And what threw me into this was because I was actually getting ready to go to UMGC for a master's in information systems, but I didn't know that you couldn't get a master's before you got a bachelor's. So when I was on the phone, I was like, let me do human resources. So that's how I ended up on the human resources side of things for this internship and for my degree as well.
I see. I would have just said, look, I have 74 connections. Can I just merge them into a bachelor's? Can I just kind of switch them? Now, as far as this specific internship goes, aside from, you know, kind of learning about your own self-worth and your own potential to be a leader, what else do you think you've learned? I mean, it could be anything, software, you know, communications.
So honestly, more the things that I have learned has come to a human experience. So integrity, honesty, moral values, empathy, sympathy, things of that nature. And I owe it all to Mr. Dom, Miss Carrie, Rachel, Ashley, and others who have molded me in this internship. I've learned, and as I used to always say before, there's no I in team. But being in this internship has allowed me to mold that and see there really is no I in team. So I have to say that this internship has really brought about new skills. And a lot of those skills that I learned and those certifications I put to use in everyday life, including this internship.
That makes sense. Now, for our listeners who might not necessarily have the context needed, Do you think you might be able to explain the roles of mentors such as Dom, Carrie, Michael, and the others that you've mentioned in helping you? Are there like specific things that they help you with? Do you want to explain maybe a little bit who they are and what they do?
Yeah, so Dom is the one that is over, or he's a part of being over this internship. Carrie is under him. So Carrie actually came after Michaela, who helped assist in making sure that all departments were running smoothly. Rachel and Ashley were my cohorts when I was in the human resources department for this internship. So we were all ELTs and we became very, very, very close. And what I mean by them helping shape who I am or being a part of my growth is the teamwork. We work very, and we still do work very well together in listening to each other. You know, we'll take ideas from each other and merge them. And, well, you know, we don't count each other out because I may have something and you may have something. And then if we put them together, they become great and we build off of it.
I have to 100% agree with you there. I mean, the amount of, you know, assistance that happens, you know, just via one site that we use, like Slack, is just incredible. I mean, I think we have something called the Intern of the Year Award going on right now. It was just posted on the Important channel. And it's basically something where interns can kind of point to someone who's helped them at some point in their internship and say, you know, here's this person, here's what they've done for me, and here's why I feel that they should be recognized. And I just have such a massive appreciation for that because, you know, I feel like people, there's not enough opportunities for people to boost each other throughout their careers, you know?
I absolutely understand. There's never, you can never give enough kudos to someone, even when you think it's enough, because just you saying good job, you know, or excellent work can go a long way for someone who may be feeling like they didn't do such a good job or excellent work.
Now, you say you're an introvert, and I'll agree with that statement, but it also sounds like you have a lot of confidence in yourself and your abilities to take on this internship, which I respect. But as an interviewer, I have to ask you, Was there any point during this internship where you came up against a problem that challenged you, challenged your skills?
Probably when I was on the intern, or when, excuse me, when I was on the human resources side of things and being chosen as a leader, as an EOT. Well, first I started out as a DH, and then I moved to EOT within like a month. Because when Anna put it out, I was like, oh, I'm not going to sign up for it because I'm not good enough. I can't do it. You know, like just shooting myself in the foot, basically. But then when she come to me and messaged, and she was like, you know, you're going to be an EOT or a DH. And I was like, So when we got on the call, she was like, you're going to be a DH. And I was like, okay. And she's like, how do you feel? And I was like, I don't feel confident. And she was like, well, sometimes in life, and it will always stick with me. She's like, sometimes in life, we don't feel comfortable with doing things, but they come at the right time.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And when she said that, it was eye-opening because I was like, this is me getting moved out of my little box that I'm so used to being in, because I know I can do these things, but it takes a mountain to push me outside the box to get me to do those things, because I'm so scared of failure. I'm so scared of not being good enough. And I'm so scared of not being able to commit to something and give it my all.
I have to agree with you, though. I mean, being promoted from DH to ELT after just a month of internship work, I mean, that's crazy. It's amazing. But at the same time, how scary when you feel like you've just gotten a hold of the ropes and you feel like you've just got an idea of what you're expected to do. Now it's like, oh, by the way, we're promoting you. Flip side of my previous question. What is something that you really enjoyed doing here at the internship? Like, I'm thinking of narrowing it down to like a specific task, like maybe a project that you took on where you're like, this is my favorite.
Oh, wow. Probably going to be creating the grievance team, which is something I'm just not on that side anymore. But I'm hopefully after the schoolwork, I can make my way back to that and continue to build it. But I would say the grievance team, because we didn't have one, you know. So it's nice to know that when something go on, whether it's me, you, or other people, they have a voice so that they can feel heard. Because there's nothing, not really worse, but there's nothing more critical or crucial than being heard. Whether that's an employee, an intern, a friend, a family, it's good to voice how you feel. It's good to voice your opinion as long as you're doing the right way and you're not hurting anyone. So that has to be my favorite thing.
As an intern, I do. I appreciate that. I appreciate that you've created a kind of safety net for other interns, you know, to go to you with their problems and feel like they're actually being heard and being addressed. With regard to, you know, kind of vocational goals, things that you want to do in the future, via your message to me, you mentioned real estate as well as opening up a business with your mother. That sounds fascinating. Would you like to go a little bit into your plans for the future?
So, as I said before, I've done real estate twice, and both times life has happened. One time I was in Brazil, and the second time I got back here in the U.S. and I gave birth to my son. So maybe third time will be a charm if I choose to do it. Right now, I'm getting ready to open up my business with storage units in September. And then I have a couple other blueprints for different industries that I want to step my foot into. Because I just realized that I think I do better as being an entrepreneur. Versus working under someone. It's nothing wrong with that, but that's just where I feel like I'm being pulled to.
If you had to give someone, say someone with your qualifications, which might be a bit difficult because, like I said, there's 74 of them floating about, but, you know, if you had to give a younger you some career advice of, you know, what path to take or even if just broad advice, like, you know, go where the wind takes you. What would you say?
Don't give up on you. Believe in you. It's okay to be the outcast as long as you're not hurting others. It's okay to be not okay. It's okay to be vulnerable, but ask for help when you need it. And it's okay to have an open mind. Never be shy from being you. And you won't have everything figured out at 24 years old. It's going to take a little bit more, but the good side to that is that you keep trying and you never give up. When you fall, get back up, dust your knees off, and keep moving.
Could not agree more. And now, sort of rounding out our interview, do you ever see yourself coming back to the DME and pursuing maybe an internship, more volunteer work? Or do you kind of see this as a stepping stone in your career, like I mentioned with the businesses?
I love being here. beginning, I would have been like, I'm nervous as bricks. but I love being here. I would love to, honestly, if I got an opportunity to stay or stick around or help, I would love it. I've always dreamed, quick story, funny, I was going to be a corrections officer. Before I got swept away to Brazil and married my husband. But I've always dreamed about doing government work. And before I got the green light for this internship, I was actually going to be a data analyst for a federal office downtown Atlanta. But things didn't work out, and that's okay because I'm here with you beautiful people. So I think this has been a great experience, and I would love to do government work or come back to doing what I'm doing now in the internship.
Well, we're pleased to have you here. Absolutely. And if you ever want a job with the DME Interns podcast, I'm not in a position to offer anything, but I don't know. I would put in a good word. I would.
Well, thank you.
All right, Jatara, I'd like to thank you so much for joining me here today on the DME Interns podcast. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And now I would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you could give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Stay tuned for next week's interview.
I would now like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you're listening to the DME Interns podcast. Stay tuned.